Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. The title of his preaching today is Let's Return to Awe.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a great gospel to hold our attention today and to challenge us to take a good look at our own lives, how we think, how we judge, how we accept one another. This is a beautiful gospel in one sense, but it shows how in such a short time there is just such a route from one extreme seemingly to the other. In the beginning, you've got Jesus preaching in the synagogue. And the first part of the gospel says the people were astonished. In other words, they were in awe at what they heard. They were amazed by what they heard. It was all so positive, all so positive. But then all of a sudden they started to ask questions, and they talked themselves out of their amazement. Asking, "Isn't this the son of Mary? Isn't it just the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And aren't his sisters here with us? Who does he think he is?" They talked themselves out of their awe. Probably because of judgment, jealousy, and suspicion. They switched from awe to offense. What an ignorant flip of emotion. And we hear at the end of the gospel Jesus' own frustration and the words that he said, that a prophet is not without honor except where he is most well known. And it says that he was unable to do anything, with the exception of a few healings. He was so unsupported, so deflated, and so judged by those who knew him the best. I keep thinking about our own lives, especially those of us in religious life. What do we do to our own prophets? Sadly, I think we often treat them in the same way. I've seen it among some of my brothers in religious life. Not even if they're prophets. Maybe they're just artists. Maybe they're great singers. And it's been too often that I hear judgments. "Oh, he's not that good. Oh, he thinks he's better than he is." Why do we do that? Why do we do that to each other? I've experienced it too among sisters who have spoken with me about their congregational lives. The very same mistake that we friars often make. Why do we do that? What is it in us? Is there such jealousy in us, or lack of self-confidence in ourselves, that we cannot bring ourselves to appreciate and praise the good things that others in our own communities are doing? Today's gospel is not just about Jesus and this sad episode in the Gospel of Mark. This gospel is about us and so many sad episodes in our own common lives. Are we too often like the hometown folks in this gospel? My friends, let us not stay stuck in ignorance. This is a good gospel to help release us from our own judgment, our own jealousy, our own suspicion of one another. Let's treat our gifted brothers and sisters, maybe prophetic brothers and sisters, with awe instead of judgment. Let's take a deep look at ourselves and maybe our own insecurities that cause us to be so judgmental. And let's try to set things right. Oh, how this world needs people living in it who are less judgmental, less jealous, and more open to praising each other and letting one another know that we appreciate their gifts. Let's get out of our own petty judgments and jealousies. Let's reverse the tide. Let's return to awe. Let us be among those who return to awe, not only in light of Jesus, but toward and on behalf of one another. The world needs our witness.